All right, I'm to where I can talk now. Okay, so you said, unfortunately, what now?
The organization does not qualify under C3 for multiple reasons.
Okay, what are those reasons?
Because you provide financial education as a substantial activity in your counseling, you have to also meet the requirements under 501Q. And one of the requirements under 501Q is related to the fee that you charge. And you have to waive that fee. In order, first, it has to be reasonable. And then you have to be willing, you have to waive it for people that can't afford it. So that's the first problem.
Okay, so if we change our program parameters to be able to waive it to people who can't afford it, that would meet that objection?
Well, the rest of it, the whole way you operate just doesn't qualify. That's just the initial problem. You do the basically your the whole thing with you buying houses and then rehabbing them and sell them to the people you're counseling for the education, that whole thing is not a C3 activity. The only way you can buy houses and resell them as a C3 activity, you would only be able to do it for a charitable class.
A charitable what? Charitable class?
A charitable class, like low-income people. And then the whole thing with the way you have those other for-profits set up, whether or not they make a profit or not, it doesn't matter. You're basically making referrals, you know, for the cars and even the homes that they're buying. Even though you're buying them a sale, they're going, you know, you're basically sending business to the for-profits. You can't do that.
Okay.
And then,
so when you're talking about setting up businesses, when we were first looking at setting up our nonprofit, the counsel that we had received at that time was that you could have a nonprofit and a for-profit entities working together to the benefit of the consumer. Are you saying that that's not?
That only works in very restricted circumstances. The whole structure of the whole thing you're doing, this is not a C3. The only thing that's a C3 activity is the educating of the people on the helping them with their, you know, learn about why they're and their credit's bad and how it fixes. But you can't, I mean, you can charge a fee to help people do credit counseling. But then it has to be reasonable, and you have to waive it for people that can't afford it. But everything else, I mean, the selling of the cars and the houses, you're essentially flipping houses is what you're doing. You know, I'm not saying you don't have good intentions, but that's what the activity is. And flipping houses is just a commercial activity. And the only way to make a C3 activity, I mean, there are C3s that buy houses, rehab them, and sell them to low-income people. But they're not trying to make a profit on them. It's just not set up the way that yours is set up. The way you're set up is not a C3 activity. The people, the C3s that do buy houses, rehab them, and then resell them, they're selling them to the people and what they put into it. You're charging people $5,000 and on paper saying that they're getting X number times 5,000 back on paper.
Correct.
I mean, that's not a C3 activity, and you don't only sell to low-income people.
Because the nature of...
The only charitable aspect of housing... Well, the main charitable aspect of housing is to provide affordable housing to the low-income people who cannot otherwise afford it. That's not what you're doing.
But the people who can't buy homes that are renting right now, which is 99% of the program participants, they come to us because they don't know how to manage their money. They don't know how to get from where they are to where they want to be, which is owning a home.
That part of your program is fine, except for the $5,000 good faith payment, which is a fee. Other than that, the educational part of helping the people that part is the only part that's okay.
Yeah, so obviously we're not a nonprofit yet. So prior to doing this, we were already doing this, helping families, and we wanted to convert to a nonprofit so that we can fundraise and maybe change our fee structure or improve things once we got tax-exempt status, because there's a lot of things that aren't accessible to us because we don't have that. But until that time frame, we had to continue doing helping people the best we could.
I'm not saying that your program is bad or anything. I'm saying it doesn't qualify for 501c3.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
So,
what if the other entities are nonprofits? What if we made them all nonprofit?
Nonprofit is just a state term, how you incorporated. The only way you can make referrals to another organization would be another C3. And you can't qualify as a C3 the way you operate.
So, in other words, even if we had an educational program, we didn't charge any money and we were helping people that way. If we wanted to actually help them get a house or a car, the other entity couldn't qualify as a C3 because of the nature of what it's doing, basically.
It's a commercial activity.
Just... because it's a commercial activity, which is typically what for-profits do. So in essence, what I think I'm hearing you saying is the way we want to help people doesn't matter.
It's not a C3 activity.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to explain.
Yeah.
Your whole business model is not a C3 activity. And I don't think it would qualify for C4 either.
What's C4?
That's what I was saying. It's a social welfare where you're benefiting the community. You don't get tax deduction, but I don't even think it would qualify because there's prescriptions against. You couldn't do the referral of the house, buying and selling houses. $5,000, I don't think we'll qualify.
Okay, but if we didn't have the $5,000, maybe our mistake was not understanding what a C3 was, and applying for something that we didn't understand, and
so. At this point, I mean, if you want to try to pursue C4, I would recommend that you actually hire or consult with either a CPA or an attorney that specializes in nonprofit.
Okay.
And they can tell you, yeah.
And then come back at it next year. Okay.
Yeah, but I need to do something right now with this, because if you don't withdraw until I have to write a formal denial.
No, I will withdraw. We will withdraw. Our chairman, John, will withdraw next week.
Okay, so you're going to fax it to the fax number?
Yes, we will fax
it.
If
I don't get it like next week, then I have to go ahead and start writing the denial.
Yeah, no, you'll get it by no later than Thursday.
Okay, well, if I don't get the fax by a week from this Monday,
today?
Which is... I'll give you a call just to give you a heads up.
I appreciate it. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Thanks, Diane. Appreciate it.
All right. All right.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.